With us live via telephone. He's in Israel, ready to congratulate us on quite an amazing accomplishment. Yigal, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nahum. How are you?
So go ahead and congratulate us. Nahum Segal now has 1,414 friends on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'll tell you why I'm mentioning it this morning, not just to get a plug, so hopefully some of our listeners will help us get to 1,500 friends, which is pretty amazing. Reason I'm mentioning it is because, as you know, the final Nefesh B'Nefesh charter flight of the season landed in Israel today, correct?
That is correct.
Now, I don't know if you were there or not, but one of my Facebook friends indicates that during the welcoming ceremony at Ben-Gurion Airport, a young man asked a young woman to marry him. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, that is confirmed. That's correct.
That's pretty amazing. That's what I call a double celebration.
Well, he had a choice between doing it by the hotel or by doing it, you know, at the ceremony. He chose the ceremony, so he got a little more press on it.
So he asked her on stage, like everybody heard the question?
Yeah, from what I understand, I was not there, but from what I was told by someone who witnessed it was that she was asked to come up to the stage for some reason. It could be she received her tudat oleh, which they do with certain olim, at the actual ceremony. And then as she was walking off the stage, he came up and said, "I just have to ask you one question before you get up the stage." And you can guess what the question was and what the answer was.
That is pretty amazing. Unprecedented, never happened at a Nefesh B'Nefesh ceremony before?
I never heard of it, but, you know, I would be surprised if someone tries it again. You know, I've been there, done that. So.
and here's the most amazing.
There were 91 singles on this flight, by the way.
What is it? Say it again.
There were 91 singles on the flight.
91 singles. Wow. Kol hakavod.
Well, I guess 90 singles on the flight.
or 89. and here's the funny part of the story. The wedding is tonight. Just kidding.
Well, that's what the master ceremony said. You know, we have Rabbi Sass here who can officiate if you want.
Oh, is that something? Just incredible. So mazel tov, everybody. Nefesh B'Nefesh, just incredible. Another large group of Olim are now in Israel. And, you know, by the way, two other things about Facebook, because it's all related to this. Somebody posted on Facebook this morning a video, and if I can get the name of it, I would love to say it on the air. You've probably seen it already. It's something coming home from Nefesh B'Nefesh. Something which includes the... Say it again?
Yeah, that's a video that I think it's been around for a couple of years already, if I'm not mistaken.
So
that's the three flights that came in one day.
Correct. It's about the three flights from the UK, the United States, and Canada that arrived in Israel the same day. So the person who posted it, and I wish I could find their comment. I can't find it this second. But the person who posted it said something like they cannot watch this without crying, or they try to watch it without crying, and it's impossible, right?
Yeah, I saw that. It's somebody that I have on my page also, I think. I don't know. I remember who it is.
Well, I will tell you that I lasted under 30 seconds. I mean, that is one of the most amazing videos I ever saw. Is it on the Nefesh B'Nefesh website?
I can't imagine it's not. I mean, we're already 3 years already since that day. If you remember, I was there that day. I think I even was on the air that day.
That was your flight, or you mean you were at the welcoming ceremony?
No, I welcomed them.
Pretty amazing.
My flight was here before. But I think that web video, oh, I think I know who posted it, yeah. But I think that video has been around for a while already.
Well, it's pretty amazing. Anybody who has a chance to catch it, you should. And finally, I saw my good friend Morty Melman last night at the Birnbaum Edelman wedding. And he showed me...
Mazel tov.
And he showed me a photo that he had taken, which I told him he must email to me. And I think, and you know how I know nothing about computers, but I think I actually just posted the link on my wall on Facebook. This is a photo. It's the most unbelievable thing. When he was visiting Auschwitz, there was some type of ceremony going on as he was visiting, and he has a photograph, which you'll see again. I think the link allows people to get there. It's on my wall, folks. If you go to Nahum Siegel, search for the name Nahum Siegel on Facebook. It is a photo of the tower, one of the guard towers at Auschwitz, with an Israeli flag, a large Israeli flag flying right next to it. Because of the angle of the way the two were situated and the way he took the photograph, it is absolutely amazing. So I just wanted to call call everyone's attention to that, because, you know, once in a while you see a picture just completely overwhelms you, and this was one of them. So there's my Facebook update, and I thank you for participating with me.
It's a very emotional morning, huh?
Yeah, big Facebook morning. Convince 86 people to become my friend, and we'll be at 1,500, which is a lot more than the 200 I was asking for a few months ago. So I'm very proud.
By the way, I think Marcus is hosting something internet-related on Sunday this week. Did you get that information?
Well, this is in the United States or Israel?
It's in Israel. You're in Jerusalem.
And the only thing I know, because I can't access it this second, the only thing I know is that it's called a bloggers conference.
Yeah, I think they had one last year. There's a second annual bloggers conference. It's going to be Sunday afternoon. And it's a very interesting thing. I think that one of the bloggers was nominated or got a special reward or whatever it is that they were able to fly on the flight today, or yesterday, really.
Right.
But you have to find any blogger out there, which I guess means basically everybody is invited to participate. It should be a very interesting thing.
So Nefesh B'Nefesh Bloggers Conference 2009 is going to be happening this Sunday in Jerusalem. I'm stalling for a second because I think I have the information here. In response to the overwhelming interest in last year's event, NBN, Nefesh B'Nefesh, is hosting the second International Jewish Bloggers Convention this Sunday. This convention, powered by web ads, will focus on uniting the Jewish community through social media and will feature senior advisor to the Prime Minister, Mr. Ron Dermer, as keynote speaker. The event will be broadcast live on the web to thousands of Jewish bloggers worldwide. I assume people go to the website to get information?
Yeah, I'm sure that on nbn.org.il. There's information how to access it, whether they want to come. If people still have a chance to come, I'm sure there's still flights available. But if not, if you can't come, I'm sure you'll be able to enjoy it over the web.
All right, pretty amazing. That's happening Sunday, an international conference for sure, because people will be tuned in on computers from all around the world, in addition to those who are gathered in Jerusalem. Chief of Staff Yigal, thanks so much for joining us.
Can I just ask you one thing?
Sure.
I didn't have a chance to listen on Friday. Was there any discussion about this massive wall that was found?
Yeah,
near David? Yes?
Of course, there was massive discussion about it. It's a major celebration. It predates King David, you know.
That's right.
So
it was built by the Canaanim.
Right, the Canaanim,
the
Canaanites responsible for it. Yeah, we did a whole big thing about it. Anybody should go to the web and search the story. It is an absolutely incredible discovery, and as more information comes out and as it becomes more accessible to people, we're going to recommend that folks visit it and see Jewish history right in front of their very eyes. And I'm sure you'll run over to see it soon, so you should let us know.
I figured that was, since we're talking about your wall on Facebook, I figured we're talking about the wall of Ir David.
The Ir David wall is a drop older. Thank you, Yigal.
Friends. Take care.
Yeah, I'm sure it had a lot of friends over the centuries. 28 minutes after 8 o'clock. JM in the AM Tuesday with cloudy skies and a high temperature of 74. Tomorrow, legendary Israeli basketball sensation Tal Brody joins us. We'll talk about Maccabi Tel Aviv and the Migdal Ar game coming up on October the 18th. And on Thursday, Robert Morgenthau, the legendary longtime Manhattan district attorney, has some interesting things to say about this world of ours. He's the outgoing DA, and we'll speak with him on Thursday right here at JM in the AM.